This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. With me today is Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
In this programme, we're going to be talking about blood.
Oh, yes, blood. Did I ever tell you, Rob, that, you know, I really hate the sight of blood?
Oh.
And I've even been known to faint. Now, that's to lose consciousness at the sight of a needle.
Oh, dear. It's Come on, Finn. I think you've got a lot to learn.
Maybe.
You wouldn't be here without it, you know. It's a fascinating topic. All sorts of discoveries are being made these days which could change medical science forever.
Yes. Well, you are right, of course. Blood was even thought to relate to human character. People were hot-blooded. That meant quick to anger. Or cold-blooded, which meant lacking in passion.
There were all the myths about vampires when young blood was thought to revitalise older people. And there's a dreadful story that a Hungarian countess had hundreds of young women killed so she could bathe in their blood and stay youthful looking.
Right, okay. And in Roman times, if a young gladiator died in battle, people used to drink his blood because they thought it would keep them healthy.
For 3,000 years, people have been cut or given leeches to let out the blood because they thought that would make people better. Incredibly, it carried on until the 19th century, but it actually made people worse or even killed them.
Right, okay. So I won't be doing that today.
No. Okay, instead, how about answering a question all about blood, Finn?
Go on then.
If you laid out all the blood vessels in an adult body end to end, how long would they be? Would they be A, 30,000 miles, B, 100,000 miles, or C, 200,000 miles long?
Well, let's say 100,000 miles. That's B.
OK, well, we'll see if you've got the right answer at the end of the programme. OK, well, let's talk more about blood now. We've heard about blood in history, but Finn, did you know that today beauticians are running businesses in which people pay to have their blood extracted and then injected into their face?
Yeah, I have heard about this. Yeah, it's thought to rejuvenate. That means to give new life to their skin. Michael Mosley has done just that to his face in this experiment. He's a doctor and presenter with the BBC. Let's listen to him talking about it. He uses an expression that means go faster. Can you tell me what it is?
Sometimes called the vampire facelift, PRP, platelet-rich plasma therapy, claims to accelerate healing and reverse the signs of aging. First, my blood is treated to make a concentrated solution of platelets in plasma. Next, this is injected directly into my face.
Ooh, ouch. And the word he used was accelerate. Now that means to make faster.
And he said they treated his blood. This means changed or transformed it.
Well, today, of course, controlled blood transfusion is a completely normal medical practice that saves countless lives. And blood donors, the people who give their blood, are an important part of healthcare.
Yes, Finn, but there's all sorts of other amazing things that blood can do. If we're running at altitude, that's high up, the limbs get tired because there's not enough oxygen. The blood then starts creating new red cells and pours them into the system. That's why athletes often train in the mountains.
Altitude training, isn't it? And apparently the different types of food you eat can have an immediate effect on your blood, or rather, the element of blood called plasma. So if you eat a cholesterol-high breakfast, for example, very soon after that, you can see the fat in the blood.
Nice. Ideas about how blood moves around your body have changed a lot over the years too. The Romans thought blood flowed one way and came out of our feet and hands and was then burnt away. But William Harvey in the 17th century found that blood circulated via veins and arteries. These are the tubes in our body where blood is carried around.
And let's not forget clotting. That's when the blood hardens. If our blood didn't clot when we cut ourselves, we'd be dead within minutes. It is really fascinating, isn't it? And we're just beginning to understand stem cells. Now, these are also in the blood and are used to repair organs in the body.
Modern science is really helping us to understand blood properly for the first time and showing us the way forward.
Now, Rob, before my blood boils, could you let me know the answer to the quiz question, please?
Yes. So I asked you, if you laid out all the blood vessels in an adult body end to end, how long would they be? 30,000 miles, 100,000 miles, or 200,000 miles?
Ooh, well, I said 100,000 miles.
Wow, and you know your blood vessels because you got that question right.
Well, I counted them earlier, yes, measured it all.
Good, good. And how do you feel about blood now?
Well, I'm probably a bit scared of it still, but now that I know all of these wonderful things that it does, I really get why it's so important.
Great.
And, yeah.
So let's remind ourselves of some of the words we've said today, Finn.
Here we are. Faint. Rejuvenate. Transfusion. Cholesterol high. Veins and arteries. Clotting. Accelerate. And treated.
Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Please visit bbclearningenglish.com to find more 6 Minute English programmes. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.